जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद वंदे गुरु नीच भक्त शीच नीचाकाशंशक्ति कृष्ण चैतन्य सम्यगम् वंदे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानन्दौ सहोदितौ गमुदोदाय पुष्पवन्तौ चित्तौ शान्तौ तमोमुदौ Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this morning reading on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the sacred biography of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are reading chapter number 23, entitled Life's Ultimate Goal. We are reading text number 56, so we'll sing the verse and then we will discuss a little bit what's in the chapter for those of you who were not present in the previous week, and then we can also catch up and then discuss on the topic. The topic I'd like to present today is the topic of the chapter, Pure Love of Godhead, in relation to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, because we are coming to the end of the World Holy Name Week celebration. The celebration for the chanting of the Holy Name of the Lord. So we want to combine these two topics, the chanting of the Holy Name of the Lord and the ultimate goal of life, which is pure love of Godhead. Shantari.
Shantari.
Rasera,
Rasera,
Yoga,
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 Viveda,
Viveda,
Sakya,
Sakya,
Vatsalye,
Vatsalye,
Yogadira,
Yogadira,
Anika Viveda,
Anika Viveda,
Shantari Rasera Yoga Viyoga Dvipeda
Shantari Rasera Yoga Viyoga Dvipeda
Sakya Vatsale Yoga Vira Anika Viveda
Sakya Vatsale Yoga Vira Anika
Viveda Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. Shantari Rasera,
Shantari Rasera,
of the mellows beginning from neutrality.
Of the mellows beginning from neutrality.
Yoga,
Yoga,
connection.
Connection.
Viyoga,
Viyoga,
separation.
Separation.
Dvipeda,
Dvipeda,
two divisions.
Two divisions.
Sakya,
Sakya,
in the mellow of friendship.
In the middle of friendship.
Vatsalye. In parental affection.
Yoga Adira.
Of connection and separation.
Aneka Viveda.
Many varieties. Translation. There are two divisions of each of the five mellows, yoga, connection, and vi-yoga, separation among the mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many divisions of connection and separation. Purpose. It's a little esoteric verse, but then we will discuss it a little bit. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.93, these divisions are described. Ayoga yoga vittasya prabhedau kalitapupa. In the mellows of Bhakti Yoga, there are two stages, Ayoga and Yoga. Ayoga, or the Yoga, is described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.94 as follows. Sangha Pavo Harer Tirai Ayoga Iti Kattyate Ayoge Tvan Manas Kattvam Tat Punadiyam Santaya Tat Prapti Upaya Chintadya Sarvesham Kavita Kriya. Learned scholars in the science of Bhakti Yoga say that when there is an absence of association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, separation takes place. In the stage of Ayoga separation, the mind is filled with Krishna consciousness and is fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. In that stage, the devotee searches all the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said that in that stage of separation, all the devotees in the different mellows are always active in thinking of ways to attain Krishna's association. The word yoga connection is thus described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishnena Sangamo Yastu Sayoga Iti Kirtyate. When one meets Krishna directly, that is called yoga. In the transcendental mellows of neutrality and servitorship, there are similar divisions of yoga and niyoga, but they are not variegated. The divisions of yoga and niyoga are always existing in the five mellows. However, in the transcendental mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many varieties of yoga and niyoga. The varieties of yoga are thus described. Yogopi kapita sitis tushti stitir iti trita. Yoga connection is of three types: success, satisfaction, and permanence. The divisions of a yoga separation are described as follows: utkantitam di yoga sketi ayogopi. Thus, Ayoga has two divisions, longing and separation. Shantadi Rasera Yoga, the Yoga Dvipeda, Sakya Vatsari Yoga Dira, Aneka Vipeda. There are two divisions of each of the five mellows. Yoga connection and the yoga separation. Among the mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many divisions of connection and separation. Om Akhyana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine. वञ्चाकल्पतनुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितनं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो दिस चैप्टर इज पार्ट ऑफ द फाइव चैप्टर्स इज आई रिमेम्बर करेक्टली डिस्क्राइबिंग द इंस्ट्रक्शंस गिवन बाय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु टू श्री सनातन गोस्वामी एंड इट्स कमिंग इट्स अ फोर्थ of the five chapters. Let me know of check. Yes, it's the fourth of the fifth chapter describing the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is coming to the point where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing the ultimate goal of life, pure love of Godhead. Does everybody understand English? You need translation in French?
Sometimes I understand, sometimes I don't
understand. Is there anybody who will be willing and able to translate for our dear devotee guest? To French. Because we are in Bologna, we should be able to have... Of course, we're an international community and we're speaking in English, but the locals should have at least translation, otherwise it's unfair, so...
Yeah.
You like to sit there or there, whatever you feel comfortable is. Vous parlez en anglais?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Je ne parle très français. So, this is a very important chapter. It's about the ultimate goal of life, named Prayojana. Prayojana is the ultimate goal. It's Prema Prayojana, which means pure love of Godhead, pure love for Godhead, for God, for Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Krishna is described by Srila Rupa Goswami as Akila Rasamrita Murti, which means he is complete in all the transcendental mellows or relationships. Maybe the rocket chair. Krishna is complete in all transcendental relationships. It means he is the enjoyer of all the relationships. And the term used in this verse is rasa. Rasa is translated by Srila Prabhupada as mellows. Srila Prabhupada says it is a very difficult word to translate into English or into any other language. But he uses the translation of his own spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, mellow. Mellow means, it refers to the sweetness experienced from a personal, intimate relationship with someone. And originally, that sweetness is experienced by the soul in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is who we are. We have an eternal relationship with the Supreme Self, with the Supreme Soul, with the Supreme Person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And according to our own natural inclination, we love Krishna in a particular way, and we are made in such a way that Krishna will enjoy in a specific way. And each and every one of us has our own unique relationship with Krishna. It is unique, and this is known as rasa. And the Srimad Bhagavatam describes that Krishna will manifest in front of each devotee according to how that devotee desires to love him. He is unlimited. As they surrender unto me, I reciprocate with everyone. So this happens in a material platform, materially, but it happens in a more deeper sense in the platform of divine love. When the soul awakens his dormant bhakti, loving devotion for the Supreme Lord. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that this is the purpose of human life. Human life is meant to awaken our eternal relationship with Krishna. And Krishna will reciprocate according to how we approach him. So in this chapter we learn from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that there are all these unique relationships each and every one of us has with Krishna, can be classified into five main categories, five primary categories: Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Shanta means neutral, passive, or we could say contemplative. When the devotee becomes thrilled, contemplating the mystery of God, the divine mystery of God. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that we can approach Krishna as the supreme unknown. One devotee was asking me the other day after class, "You're talking about Krishna. Who is this Krishna? Was a new devotee. Who is Krishna? Who is Krishna?" And then that question reminded me of Srila Prabhupada's introduction in Krishna book, the Satmari study to the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where he writes that one can approach Krishna as the supreme unknown. One can see Krishna as the supreme master in Asyavas, in relationship as servant. One can approach Krishna as the supreme friend in Sakya Ras, in friendship. One can approach Krishna as the supreme child, God. This is a very beautiful expression of Krishna in Vrindavana, that he becomes a child. He's the most powerful personality. We cannot even begin to imagine how powerful he is. We cannot even dream it. The scientists are breaking their heads doing research, and they have no clue of how incredible Krishna is. They are completely bewildered by his illusory energy. And they think it will come one day that they will be able to figure it out, how powerful Krishna is. But that's not possible. Lord Brahma says in Srimad Bhagavatam, if a person will be able to count all the atoms, if the scientist will be able to count all the atoms in the universe, all the drops of water in the sea, each and every grain of sand on the earth, they won't be able to begin to imagine the greatness of the Supreme, of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then that very same Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes a little child who is taking care and chastised by his dear mother, Yashoda Mai. And then to make more fun, he shows the universes within his mouth when his friends who are playing with him accuse him of eating dirt. They come to Mother Yashoda, Krishna is being very naughty, he's eating earth. He's eating dirt. And Balaram says, yes, this is true. And he tells his brother, I confirm it. And Krishna says, no, this is a conspiracy. My friends and my other brother have against me, like nowadays, there are so many conspiracy theories in the world about who is ruling the world. There are many people who say that actually the Jewish are ruling the world, isn't it? These are some of the conspiracy theories. Others say the Jesuits are ruling the world, isn't it? Or maybe a combination of some of them, the Masons, Masonry.
The Hare Krishnas as well. There's one theory saying the Hare Krishnas rule the world.
Some people may say, all of this may be taken more like a joke. But actually it's true. Krishna is ruling the world, and therefore, in that sense, the servants of Krishna may partake of the ruling of the world, even if they don't know what it means. So ultimately, Krishna is the supreme controller. Ishvara Brahma Krishna, Satchitananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karma Karna. God means the supreme controller, eternal, conscious, blissful, personal. He is the origin of everything. Everything we see comes from him. He has no origin. Sometimes people ask, where is Krishna coming from? If God, you say that God is the father of everyone, who is the father of God? Where is God coming from? That's a natural question for an embodied person. But actually we would say, though it seems a very intelligent question, and in one way it is actually an imperfect question. Because God by definition means the origin. If there was someone or something which would be the origin of Krishna, the origin of God, then that thing or that person would be God. So therefore we can say that the question is improperly posed. It's not a good question. Intelligent, but maybe over-intelligent. The problem is that we try to compete with God. Instead of developing rasa, relationship with God, we try to compete with Him. Instead of developing intimacy with God, with Krishna, like we went up to Vatsalya rasa, then Madhurya rasa is the most intimate rasa. To see Krishna as the supreme lover or beloved. The supreme lover or the supreme husband. Even in the Christian tradition we see some of the mystic saints such as Santa Teresa of Avila and Saint John of the Cross. They accept, they see the soul as the wife and God as the husband. So this is a very high level of intimacy. But instead of doing that, we have become like, how do you say in English, Lucifer? You say Lucifer in English? Lucifer, the fallen angel? Lucifer?
Lucifer.
Lucifer actually means, it means a light. It's a light. Sometimes it's, some people identify Lucifer like Venus. Some people identify. There are different interpretations. In the Abrahamic traditions, there are like a different names for fallen angels. And the most popular is Lucifer, who according to some became Satan. Satan means, like the devil, it means actually, the term in Spanish we would say, sorry, I'm in Spanish, it's adversario, adversary, adversary. Is that correct, Tatoy? Adversary, or opponent. So Satan means the opponent of God.
Adversary.
So we chose to become adversaries of God, of Krishna. And instead of surrendering to Him or to accepting what we are meant to make Krishna enjoy in a very unique way. We have a very unique service for Krishna, which we are meant to discover. In the spiritual world, we are unique. Our relationship with Krishna is nobody else has it as we have it. Even if it can't be classified in one of the five categories, but our relationship is unique. Vaisheshika. Vaisheshika means singular, unique. Krishna is the origin of all the vishesha, all the special qualities. Isn't it? We like to be special. Don't we like to be unique, special? Yes, we are unique. But not unique in this material way, in this magic way. In a magic way, we try to enjoy Krishna's energies without Krishna. We become Lucifer, the fallen angel, who becomes Satan, adversary. And as an adversary, we try to exploit material nature, material resources. We try to exploit people for our own enjoyment. Instead of caring for people and for Krishna's things, everything that exists belongs to Krishna. Krishna is the supreme provider. Instead of caring for everything and everyone, see everyone as Krishna's property. We try to exploit it for our own enjoyment. And this is the source of all suffering, of all misery. We can be happy only when we, as mentioned here, we reconnect. Nowadays everybody wants to be connected, isn't it? In a virtual way, that's the way. It's an artificial way, very artificial way of connecting. We try to connect through in a very mechanical way, the new technologies. we think we were not able to connect in a personal way, our relationships in the material world are failing. Isn't it? Many times, relationships fail. The partner's relationships, husband and wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend, fail. Parents with the their children or grown-up children many times are not as satisfactory as both would be. We want it to be. Among friends, our friends betrayed us. We think we have a friend we can trust, and then the friend is doing something over back, speaking bad about ourselves, or even sometimes stealing from ourselves. In the companies, like the boss and the workers, the relationships many times are not good. And many times we don't even have a proper relationship with ourselves. We don't know who we are. We are totally bewildered. We don't know what to do in life, what to focus on in life. Why are we living? What is the use of all this? Isn't it sometimes life may seem meaningless? And then people get depressed. Sadness, anger, what is the other? Sadness, anger, fear. These are like three prominent emotions, according to experts in emotional intelligence, that indicate that we are needy. We are fearful because we have some unfulfilled needs. We are angry for the same reason. And we are sad, depressed, also for the same reasons. So we need to connect. And in this chapter, a very elaborate description has been given of the Bhakti Rasa. Bhakti Rasa, in the beginning of Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada also composed the Bhakti Rasa, our eternal relationship with Krishna, with our superficial mundane relationships. And Prabhupada explains that the mundane relationships are temporary, are not satisfactory. In Spain, recently, somebody told me about this one very popular scientific program in TV named Network. And the fellow who is doing it for many years, now he's in his 70s, very popular fellow. I forgot now his name, but it doesn't matter. Edward something, it's a very difficult family name. And this fellow has organized some congress, different international congresses, several times, about happiness. And he says he's a happy person. He presents himself as a happy person. I want to meet him because I want to know, to really understand if he's a happy person. I would like that we have a program where we chant the holy name of Krishna, which is the source of connection and hence the source of happiness. We connect with Krishna, especially in the age of Kali, through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The second international congress of happiness was sponsored by Coca-Cola, which made me suspicious. This is fake. Coca-Cola is involved. This is not true. Not real happiness. They talk about the spark of life. They used to, in Spain, used to advertise this way many years ago when I was a child. Coca-Cola, the spark of life. Did you have it in your country like that? It is to be like the spark of life. But actually the spark of life is bhakti. devotional service to Krishna. This gives meaning to life. So, anyway, Coca-Cola they want to sell, so whatever, they want to present themselves as they make people happy. But we were kidding, I think it was Kanchanalal Mataji was speaking in his class about the three types of happiness described in Bhagavad Gita. Material happiness, sattva-gun, raja-gun, tam-gun. So maybe Coca-Cola offers some happiness. But I will say probably it's raja-gun happiness. Isn't it? What do you think? Tam-gun, some say. They say Coca-Cola can be used to clean the metals when they're rusty. You put them in Coca-Cola, and all the rusty will go away. And if, believe it or not, that is scientific, you can test it. If you want. Or if you have your, the sink is obstructed, put some Coca-Cola, and it may get unobstructed. Unless it's too heavy. So then you can see what makes in your intestines. You can say, oh, this is very healthy because it obstructs the intestines. Isn't it? But be careful. Anyway, I don't want to make a campaign against Coca-Cola. Maybe if somebody of you have worked for Coca-Cola, please forgive me. I love the Coca-Cola people. But it is superficial happiness. In the beginning appears like nectar, Krishna says. It ends like poison. You may become ill by indulging too much in such material things. But then this fellow was told that this organizer of the conference, he made a very good statement that he's, according to experts in the study of happiness, interviews, statistics, I don't know how they do it, but they study scientifically happiness. They came to the conclusion that the most happy people are those who give the most. Those who give the most are the most happy people. The most generous people, the people who give not just money. Of course, to give money is not a small thing. It's one of the most difficult things to do, to give money. We shouldn't undermine this. Once when the devotee was saying, oh yeah, he's just giving money, but he is not doing anything else than that. But to give money is not a small thing. We shouldn't undermine that. Srimad Bhagavatam says, we can serve Krishna with our wealth, with our words, with our intelligence, or with our life. Giving one of those or giving all of those. And then the more we give, the happier we become. But the key is that when we give to get something, then we're not happy. But when we give without expecting anything, then we feel happy. So that's our nature, to give without waiting for anything in return. And this can be attained, this is our constitutional position, bhakti, prema, pure love of God. And this can be revived through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the Shikshastaka prayers, describes seven perfections. In the first verse of Shikshastaka, seven perfections that are attained by the chanting of the holy name of the Lord are described. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord cleanses the mirror of the heart of all material desires, of of the exploitative spirit for material things, for people, and of ugrakama, godly atheistic activities. Because the mirror of our heart is dirty, we cannot see ourselves reflected in that mirror. We cannot see who we are. And we cannot see Krishna, who is very close to us. Krishna is actually embracing us. He's coming with us in our heart. He's holding us very tight with his embrace, but we don't see him. So we need to clean the mirror, then we can see ourselves and see Krishna giving us his love. The second perfection attained by the chanting, the sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Bhava Mahata Vakni Nirvapana. It protects the devotee from the forest fire of material existence. Just recently, there was a forest fire in the area of Alicante, in Spain, in Xavia, little town, and all the forest was burned. And people were describing the forest fire. It was like a volcano, like the, what you call lava in Spanish? Lava? The lava coming down. Even films, and it was like that. The wind was pushing the fire so fast. It was like the lava falling from the volcano. And people were literally running without taking anything. Krishna was very kind to many of those people, that the houses were protected. The fields were burned, but not the houses. So, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord protects the devotee from the forest fire of material suffering. And the devotee, even though he's living in this material world, can live a happy life in the middle of so much suffering. And then Shreya Kainata Chandrika Vitarana. The holy name of the Lord awards the greatest benediction. It's like the example is given like the white lotus which grows during the night in accordance with the moonlight. The moonlight produces the effect that the white lotus opens in the night. So in this dark night of the age of Kali, the best what is within ourselves, Shreya, comes out. The holy name of the Lord brings the best from the heart of the chanter, whoever that person may be. It doesn't matter if the person is wealthy or poor, educated or illiterate, from a high caste, from a lower caste, it doesn't matter. Lower social rank. It brings out the best in the heart of the person. That's the third perfection. The fourth perfection, Vidya Vahu Jivanam. The holy name of the Lord is the life of transcendental knowledge. It is the essence of transcendental knowledge. The term Vahu is used. Vahu refers to the wife. The wife is the best half of the husband. So it is described in Shastra. Therefore, husbands must protect wives, should be very care them, treasure them, be very, very, take the wife as very precious. Not mistreat her or abuse her, but protect her. So, Vidya Bhavu Jivana, the transcendental knowledge, Krishna is the ultimate, Krishna is the object of knowledge. So the holy name of the Lord brings about bhakti, pure devotional service, who is the Shakti of the Lord. Vidya Vadudhimana. The life of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. The life of the devotee, the life of the soul, is devotional service. And the transcendental knowledge is such only when the holy name of the Lord is present, when bhakti, when devotional service is present, which is the result of chanting the holy name of the Lord without offenses. This is the fourth perfection, the source of transcendental knowledge. The fifth perfection awarded by the holy name is Ananda Buddhi Vardhana. It expands the ocean of divine happiness. Ananda Maya Vyasa, says the Vedanta Sutra. Our happiness, we are meant to expand our happiness unlimitedly. And the holy name of the Lord does that. And then Purnam, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, Pratipadam Purnam Ritta Svadhanam. It cures from the root the disease of material existence. Not only cures us from suffering superficially, like it happens with material things, we enjoy a little bit externally, we think we're happy, but actually uproots material existence. And finally, Sarvatma Snapana. It is the essential ingredient in all the processes of devotional service. In the age of Kali, no process of bhakti yoga is complete without the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, when we worship, we also chant the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtana, all glories to the Sankirtana of Shri Krishna. And the result of that Sankirtana is that we will attain Krishna Prema, our eternal relationship with Shri Krishna, according to our own special, unique relationship with the Lord. Thank you very much for listening attentively and patiently. If you'd like to ask questions or make comments, I'll take one or two only because it's already late, but okay, it's Sunday, so I'm taking a response.
I have a comment, a short comment, and a question. First, a comment. I read recently, probably one Swami has said, I like this explanation about the word God. He said, God is like G, the first letter, like generator of the word, O like operator, and D like a descriptor. So I really like this because it's quite clear, the G, O, D.
Yeah, this is a formal definition of God. It's correct. God, Jamaniya Sayataha, the Vedanta Sutra says, the purpose of human life attached to Brahmadiyasa is to inquire about Brahman. Brahman means the greatest God. And who is God? Jamaniya Sayataha. The genitor, the origin of everything, Adi, what comes next, the sustainer or the operator, and what comes afterwards, the destroyer. Also in the first verse of the Chatur Shloki, in the Bhagavatam, the essential verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole Bhagavatam is summarized in four verses, Aham Vashmi Vagre. So Krishna is describing this way. So yes, that's correct. But in one way we can say this is a formal definition of God. Srila Rupa Goswami, this will be kind of tattva. Yes, this is God, in tattva, in truth. But then we should go deeper and establish sambandha tattva, a relationship with God. We should develop rasa. We are meant for rasa. The Upanishads also say, raso vaisaha. The nature of Brahman is relationship, loving relationship. So we need to connect. And as the verse says, yoga, yoga. We need to connect. When we connect, we are in bliss. When we are separated, we become if we are connected, then we become even more intensely connected. We love the person we love, we feel the presence of the person we love more when he or she is absent. Of course, in a material sense, that's distorted, and this is temporary, it's not real. It's not ultimately real. There is a reflection. But in relation to Krishna, it is fully real. So Vijoga means the separation increases the intensity of the love. So there, that's the correct definition, not the whole. But then in Rasa, Srila Rupa Goswami has said, Akila Rasa Metta Murti. He is the supreme person who completely enjoys all the relationships, all the eternal relationships.
My question is, I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in Goloka Vrindavan, there is no Shanta Rasa and Dasya Rasa in Goloka Vrindavan. So, can you explain? Because I thought the words is
what I heard once from His Holiness Giridhar Swami Maharaj is that actually Shanta and Dasya are there, but they are permeated with Madhurya, with transcendental sweetness. So, for example, Krishna's flute, Bamshi, and in Tattva, we could say Shanta Rasa. But in Rasa, the gopis are ending Krishna's flute because she's having what they cannot get. Constantly she's having the nectar of Krishna's lips. So also the cows. The cows technically will be in Tattva, Shanta Rasa, but they are experiencing motherly affection for Krishna. So there is the higher rasas permeate the so-called there is no longer rasa, but it's advaya. The spiritual world is advaya jnana. There is no duality. Everybody is performing his particular service. So, but the so-called lower rasas are permeated by the transcendental sweetness of Goloka Vrindavan. Any last point? Last point is when is prasad? No. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jaya. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jaya. Nityai Gaur Prema Namo.